Hello and welcome. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, and now 12 Ounce Sports Radio. Welcome to a divisional round NFL Blitz with the Hall of Famer, Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. All right, Saturday, Kansas City 31, Indianapolis 13. So much for Andrew Luck. Pat Mahomes cemented why he's the MVP this year.
Yeah, and to think this might be the turnaround for Andy Reid. He's 0-6 in playoff games under Andy Reid, including having lost four straight games to Indianapolis in the postseason, going back to well beyond Andy Reid's time with the Chiefs. But, Patrick Mahomes did the job, and they didn't have a whole lot of rushing support in that game. This one was pretty much all about Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, and now they find themselves with a chance at yet another opportunity to give Andy Reid a chance at the Super Bowl thanks to this victory, and they can do it by winning at home next week.
Yeah, well, how do you like the snow game there? Okay, well, we'll talk about next week also. Other games Saturday night. The LA Rams 30, Dallas 22. Forget about the game. I'm going to say this. Terrell Owens, I don't know if you checked out his Twitter. He was saying it's about time that Dallas Cowboys fire their coach. And it now looks like Jerry Jones is going to give him a two-year extension. Do you agree with Terrell Owens?
No, I really don't. I mean, Terrell Owens is in business for himself. But I did have... One of my colleagues at WDAE said that if Terrell Owens wanted a job as a coach, he would give him a job. If he was an owner of a team, he would hire Terrell Owens as a coach, which I think is just a very, very bad idea. But what the Rams did in this game was they basically shut down the Cowboys' rushing attack. Ezekiel Elliott only had 47 yards on the ground. Meanwhile, the Rams ran for 273 yards. There was probably less than a handful of teams that had more than 100 yards against the Cowboys rushing this year as a team. And the Rams had 115 yards from Todd Gurley and 123 from CJ Anderson. They've got this two-headed rushing attack monster that really looks like it's going to be a bear for any other team, whether it's their opponent in the NFC Championship game, or if they get through that, their Super Bowl opponent, if they end up making it to the big game, that could be a really impressive offensive attack there for the Los Angeles Rams. I actually had a chance on Saturday before the game to talk to Rams play-by-play guy J.B. Long. He's a guy I've known for a long, long time. He used to work here in Tampa before going out west. And he talked about C.J. Anderson and how basically the knee injury to Todd Gurley, he was dealing with knee inflammation, causing him to miss the final two games of the regular season, basically allowed Sean McVay to test out other guys that he thought could end up running the football. And that's how they discovered that C.J. Anderson still had enough in the tank to get this done.
Yeah, and he was tremendous. Gurley was tremendous. And, let's face it, they have a good rushing attack. And that game, it was closer than people thought, because Dak Prescott didn't do anything either. You take away Ezekiel Elliott, okay, your quarterback's got to do something, but what did it end up doing? So, kudos to the Rams for taking control of that game. Now, the first game on Sunday, I said this in the preview. They got to stop San Diego, or the Chargers got to stop New England on the first series. If New England scores on the first series, this is going to be a blowout game. Well, not only did they score on the first series, they scored on the second series. They scored on the third series. They scored on the fourth series. And at halftime, Steve Carney was watching NXT UK 35-7 New England.
Yeah, I was watching NXT UK for this game. When they got out and scored, and I remember you saying they needed to stop the Patriots on the first drive. And if it was that they had the ball first, if you were the Chargers, you wanted to score first and stop them. If the Patriots get the ball first, you definitely need to stop them and try and put points on the board first. But that didn't happen in either case. This one was 21-7 before you could sit down with your popcorn. And at that point, I basically was like, okay, what else is on television right now? And I started binge-watching Future Man on Hulu.
All right, so the Patriots, ho-hum, winning 41-28. Now, arguably the last game of the weekend was the best game of the weekend. New Orleans beating Philadelphia, the defending Super Bowl champions, 20-14. But this game was a tale of sort of, well, the first quarter or first quarter and a half, all Philadelphia, they were up 14-0. You were saying the miracle is back. Nick Foles, Philadelphia may actually do it. Well, then New Orleans scored 20 straight points. New Orleans 20-14.
Yeah, and they were able to get a couple of key conversions late on that eventual game-winning drive, including a fourth down that basically led to that gave them the final 7 points or the final 6 points that they needed in this game. Drew Brees somehow gets over 300 yards. You know, it looked like he was going to throw for like 75 yards for the first quarter, and he looked awful. And somehow the Saints get it done. And that's why, you know, it's going to be very difficult next week. The Rams not at home. They're going to have to go on the road to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for this matchup. But like I said, having that two-headed monster in the backfield, it was very similar to the team that plays in the Big Easy, because they have Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, and now the Rams have C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley. I have a feeling that this one is going to be wild and woolly. We saw what happened earlier this year. The Rams lost with their first loss was in New Orleans to the Saints, and now can they go and avenge?
All right, so next week you'll be back to preview the AFC and NFC championship game, but next Sunday, January 20th, 3:05 p.m., the Rams into New Orleans. 3-point favorite New Orleans, over under 57, 6:40 Sunday night. New England into Kansas City. Kansas City favored by 3, over under 57. This is the first time in 68 games New England is an underdog. All right, so
yeah.
Go ahead.
This is also the eighth straight season that New England has made the conference championship.
Tell me about
it. Three things that are guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and Bill Belichick ends up in the AFC title game.
No. Besides that, this is. I don't even know how New England, if they go to the Super Bowl, are going to the Super Bowl, because this is the year anybody AFC should beat them, because really, even today, Gronk did nothing. Sony Michel was great. Edelman didn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. All right, Steve, tell everybody.
They know how to win in the postseason, Joe. And for teams like the Chargers, who, yeah, they've got a veteran quarterback of their own in Phillip Rivers, but that team doesn't know how to win in the postseason. And now the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a young quarterback, and there is no doubt that Kansas City is the more talented team in that AFC Championship game. But the Patriots know how to win these games.
Now, well, look at the possible Super Bowl previews. What do you say, Kansas City, Pat Mahomes up against Jared Goff, or New Orleans against New England, Tom Brady against Drew Brees? So it's like, Could be something there, but Steve will preview it next week or in the following weeks. But Steve, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Well, I appreciate it, Joe. You can hit me up on Twitter and other social media platforms. It's at Steve Carney. Check me out 95.3 WDAE and AM 620 here in Tampa weekdays. And if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, you can catch me both live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app, same place where you can find the NFL Blitz and Fired Up.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Jeff.